Good afternoon. I'm required to do a station ID every hour, so here we go again for the second hour. This is Sam, and you are listening to A Quick One Before the Eternal Worm Devours Medford on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You know, at WMFO, you do have to do a station ID every hour, but I think that's definitely more than offset by being able to play pretty much whatever you want, which is why I'm going from Cameroonian, I think, psychedelic rock to Russian techno now. That last song was Leki Sanchi by Napo de mi Amor at Seis Black Devils. And this next one is called Stulchilos, and it's by Locked Club.
Что случилось? Что случилось?
We have two certified mid-2010s classics coming up for you. PSA time.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Another one of my favorites. Anyway, we're gonna end today by playing an entire album, only 28 minutes long. It's called Last American Hero. It's by James Ferraro, probably the best American musician of the 21st century. And it's basically a concept album about being in a deserted shopping mall at like 3 in the morning. And Ferraro did include some short writing pieces that go along with the songs, so I will be reading them. Enjoy. F-150 night arrows at the highway's end, on a lost highway underneath the desert skies, where the roar of her voice is heard. The energy-enhanced gladiator wishes to merge as one with his girl. His tongue ring glows underneath the Reno moon. Her silver silence begs for his pleasure. He can hear her call deep within his being, as the desert clouds roll on over his metal slave. She submits to be parked, and the shadow of love is among them, piercing through the second guesses that call in a world no other could so touch him as the love between the gladiator and his girl, that Mojave sun came rising over them, and the night's binge as one at the highway's end. Monster energy drink can. A blacktop tumbleweed rolls around the dried tar, only a dream of its master blowing in the wind. From the hand of the gladiator who now hunts for a dream, a flat screen dream, galvanized by a stucco psychochemical absorbed ego master slavery. He breathes, Doctor oxidizes the memory. He will never forget, crafted by the green juice, he is reborn. The alpha hunter, psychosomatic, pedal distortion sounds in his head. Screams before Godhead is fully shocked into being. He is naked on the asphalt earth, owning reality. In his desert of adrenaline, the nomadic mind continues forever repenting in a mantra program. Thank you. Costco Nomads. A group of humans presumed lost for the last decade and a half were found alive camping out in the back recesses of a Costco supermarket. After being lost deep inside of the Costco building for weeks without any outside contact, they finally started the settlement of No Fear. Those with cell phones said they had no reception inside of the building, cutting them off from any communication with the outside world, and gave up hope when their batteries finally lost all of their charge. They hunted for food samples to survive. Children born within the settlement had no conception of a world beyond the Costco building, having their own developed language and significant biological alterations. The survivors have expressed to the media a type of spiritual respect for the Costco Center as a sustaining Mother Nature-type provider, Biodome. Thank you. some more headlines. Hunter Follies, National Public Executions of MLB Steroid Warriors. TV Law, Judge Judy's Guilt Fetish Simulation. Neo-Roman Plastic Surgical Treatment. Dr. Alice Cornelius Celsus opens new treatment center in Beverly Hills. That's all for today. That was a trip. Anyway, thank you for listening to a special two-hour inaugural 2021-22 academic year episode of A Quick One Before the Eternal Worm Devours Medford. And dust off your shoulders, dust off all the dust that's on you, traveler, because you are back in Medford, Massachusetts for now. I'm Sam, signing off for the day. Have a great day. Thank you. clouds.
Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.